Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. I thought I knew you. You might hear those words from someone who thinks you've changed. They knew you at one point in your life, but now you've apparently changed. The perspective is one of looking back on who you once were. Time and distance have changed you. What they knew about you no longer seems to be true. The Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah and told him, I knew you. But the Lord wasn't surprised at Jeremiah, who he was, how he'd changed, or what he was up to now. No, the Lord's perspective was different. Before Jeremiah even existed, the Lord knew him and what he would do. From our perspective, life can feel like a chaotic tornado or a gigantic game of Plinko. When we feel that way, we all too easily give in to temptations. When we think that no one is in control, we decide to take the reins. We start making all the decisions ourselves, regardless of what God says. When it feels like our lives are stuck in a dangerous swamp of question marks, we worry about everything, even though worrying has never worked. The Lord is here to tell us differently. He knows, cares, and has plans for you. The Lord's plans started before you were even born. He planned for you before this world was created. His plans included a cradle where His Son, your Savior, was born. He planned for the cross, where Jesus' punishment brought you peace. In your life, God brought you His Word and Jesus. And Jesus is planning and preparing a room for you in heaven. The Lord, who has known and planned those huge details for you, knows every little detail too. The Lord knows. He knows you. He loves you. Lord, you know me better than I know myself. Forgive me for not trusting your loving care. Give me confidence always that you know me, you love me, and your plans for me culminate with my happy home in heaven with you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.